السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about the last man who will be granted entry into Jannah. A quick recap of that story, we said that when he comes out of Jahannam, he'll still be stumbling and falling, and the heat waves of Jahannam will still be affecting him. And he'll say, "Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam." And Allah will ask, "After that, will you ask for anything else?" He'll say, "No." And then when he's saved from Jahannam, he'll feel like no one has been granted what he has been granted. Then he'll see one beautiful tree with a stream, and he'll say, "Oh Allah, grant me that. I won't ask anything after this." Then he'll see another beautiful tree with a stream, and this one will be close to the door of Jannah, and he'll say, "Oh Allah, grant me this, and I won't ask anything after this." And then when he comes to that tree, he'll be able to hear the sounds of the people of Jannah, and he'll say, "Oh Allah, grant me Jannah, and I promise you by your honor, after that I won't ask for anything more." And then Allah will tell him, "What do you want in Jannah?" He'll say, "Oh Allah, just grant me entry to Jannah." Allah says, "Will you be happy if I grant you the equivalent space of the entire planet Earth, times 2, times 2, times 2, times 2, times 2, times 10, meaning 50 times the size of Earth? That will be the size of the plot of the person who will be the last to enter Jannah." He'll say, "Oh Allah, I'm happy. Oh Allah, I'm happy." So we should work to be from amongst the people who will be first. The human mind cannot even imagine what will be the size of the plot and the land and the space for the people who will be from amongst the first entrance of Jannah. May Allah make us from amongst them. Now today we talk about how the Jannatis will enter Jannah. You know, in this world they talk about a grand entrance. Allah says, وَسِئِقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Once all the reckoning has been done, and once it has been decided as to who will go to Jannah, the people of Jannah will now be led to Jannah. Subhanallah. Just try and imagine for a moment how the delegation of Jannatis will be led to the gates of Jannah. They'll be huge in number. The majority will be from this ummah, as we had discussed previously. The space between the two edges of the door frame in Jannah, like an ordinary door, the space may be a meter between the two edges. The space between the two edges of the door in Jannah will be 70 years' journey. No one will push another one. I said the other day, in Jannah, everyone's hearts will be united. People will be holding hands, they'll be hugging each other, and they'll be walking through the doors of Jannah as one. No pushing, no shoving, "I must get in first, you know, me first, how are we carrying on in this dunya?" Everyone will be allowed the grand entrance. Jahannam has 7 doors, Jannah has 8 doors. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the name of one of the doors of Jannah is Rayhan. The people who fast will be called from that door, that enter. May Allah make us amongst them. May Allah accept our fast. Those who are regular with their salah, there'll be a door for that. Those who are regular with charity, there'll be a door for that. Those who are regularly in the path of Allah, there'll be a door for that. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, "Ya Rasulullah, the people who fast will be called from one door, the people who are regular with salah will be called from another door. Is there anyone who will be called from all 8 doors?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, and Abu Bakr, I hope that you will be amongst them." Those people who excel on multiple fronts, they excel when it comes to salah, they excel when it comes to fasting, they excel when it comes to charity, their names will be called from each of the 8 doors, and they will be given a choice. Choose the door of your option. Choose your, which door do you want to enter from into Jannah? May Allah make us from amongst them. May Allah grant us the ability to strive on multiple fronts, so that we can become from amongst those who will be the first entrance into Jannah, whose names will be proclaimed from all 8 doors of Jannah. Say Ameen and Inshallah, brothers. How do we secure entry into Jannah? Yesterday we said maintaining family ties. That Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Show me an action which if I do it will save me from Jahannam and secure my entry into Jannah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Worship Allah, don't associate partners with Him, perform your salah, give your zakah," meaning the fundamentals, "watasilu rahim," and maintain family ties. Today I want to discuss a hadith. Subhanallah, Allah has made it so easy for us to enter Jannah. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever keeps the masjid free of dirt by cleaning it, Allah will construct a house for him in paradise." We are all aware of the hadith that whoever builds a masjid, Allah will grant him a house in Jannah. Not everybody has the ability to build a masjid, the financial ability. If you keep the masjid clean, Allah will give you a house in Jannah. The minimum we should do is, we should not dirty. But beyond that, we're walking in, you're walking out, you see a paper, you see a speck of dirt, that one seemingly minor, minuscule action could just be your ticket to Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.